USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Little pencil neck out of shift.
President Trump at a Make America Great Again rally in Grand Rapids, Michigan, talking about Democrat Adam Schiff, chair of the House Intel Committee. Republicans want him to resign because of his continuing claims of Russia collusion, even though Robert Mueller's report finds none. Here's the president.
Got the smallest, thinnest neck I've ever seen. He is not a long ball hitter. The Democrats have to now decide whether they will continue defrauding the public with ridiculous
As for the report itself, the president telling the patriotic crowd,
after 3 years of lies and smears and slander, the Russia hoax is finally dead.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way. But they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month. Not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they could help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
President Trump says he will keep the Special Olympics funded. This after his education secretary, Betsy DeVos, was looking to slash funding for the program, which is designed to help children and adults with disabilities. She had proposed cutting more than $17 million.
I have overridden my people. We're funding the Special Olympics.
Chicago Mayor Democrat Rahm Emanuel, still furious actor Jussie Smollett, let off the hook in his city, and now he wants him to pay back every penny the police department spending on investigating his bogus attack.
Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel wants Empire actor Jussie Smollett to cover the costs of the police department's investigation into his claim that he was a victim of a hate crime. The mayor says the city is still calculating how much money was spent on police resources for the investigation.
Given that he doesn't feel any sense of contrition and remorse, my recommendation is when he writes a check, in the memo section, he can put the word, I'm accountable for the hoax.
I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
All Americans should be concerned with the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee taking the position of judge and jury and perpetuating false information to the American people for the last 2 years.
On Capitol Hill, Republicans calling on the House Intel Committee chair to resign. Republicans say they've had more than enough of California Democrat Adam Schiff because of his never-ending collusion claims about President Trump. Here's House Minority Leader, California Republican Kevin McCarthy.
Every single Republican signed a letter that this chairman, they have lost confidence. They do not believe, no matter what they work on, that the American public can trust them.
Changing gears now, more than 1 million private wells in the Midwest at risk due to massive flooding. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
Groundwater in parts of 10 states is being threatened by bacteria and industrial contamination picked up by the floodwaters. That's according to the National Groundwater Association, which says over 300 counties are affected in the following states: Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Wisconsin. The contamination can cause illness, and bad water will require disinfection. Public water supplies are federally regulated, but private wells have no such protections. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.